Tavach, we're on Simen Kuf Ayin Vav. It's a simen about shatness. Halacha is that you're not allowed to wear a garment with wool and linen together. That's either if they're sewn together, or if they're braided together, or tied together. The Kitzer says that if you have one stitch and it's tied at the end, or two stitches, even without it being tied, or if you have a pin that does either of the two, one stitch and then clamps it, or it goes through twice, so all of this creates an Isser of Kalayim, that you're not allowed to wear that garment. There's not a problem of making it, the problem would be of wearing it. If you have a piece of lambskin and you use linen in order to stitch it, even though the lambskin may have remnants of wool, that's not a problem, because whatever is there doesn't have a din of a chut. It's just a remnant, it's not chashuv enough to make it into kelayim. If you have a piece of leather, and on one side of the piece of leather there's wool, and on the other side of the piece of leather there is linen, the Rambam says that that's also deraisa. However, most others are makel, and so therefore, if you have a bunch of pieces of leather together, which are stitched together with pishtun, and you want to use that as a lining inside of a wool garment, according to most Rishonim, that will be mutter, and that was the minig, but a bal nefesh should be machmer, says the Kitzer. If you have 10 cushions, and the bottom cushion is kalayim, still midrabanan, and you should not sit on top of the top one, because you're sitting on the kalayim, and you're using it to warm yourself. If you have a big piece, a big blanket or a big garment, one side of it is kelayim and you're just covering yourself with the other, it's still usser because the entire thing is kelayim. So even if you're just using the other side, it's still usser because it's all one garment. If a person is sewing a garment of kelayim for a guy, like we said, there's no problem making kelayim. So even if he's going to put it on his lap, that will be fine, because he's not using it for the purpose of covering himself for it and with it, and that's all right. If a person is selling garments of kelayim to goyim, so he can wear it on his shoulders in order to transport it, as long as he doesn't use it to protect himself from the cold or the rain, it's okay. However, Yirei Shamayim should put it on a stick and then put the stick on his shoulders, so he won't be wearing it directly. All kinds of towels and napkins and tablecloths that a person reads on and leans on, all of these are a problem of kalayim. Also, if a person has curtains in his house and he's likely to rub against them and wrap himself in the curtains from time to time, that's also a problem of kalayim, of shatness. However, a pareches in the shul, which is just used for Yaron Kodesh, which a person will not come to wrap himself in, that's not a problem of kalayim. Finally, the derech was that when they had coaches that the kings would ride in, oftentimes they were lined with wool, which was stitched together with linen, so it was kelayim. The halacha is that you're allowed to ride in such a coach. However, a person should make sure that he doesn't lean against the walls or use it as support, or if there are cushions, so he shouldn't sit on those cushions, although the Kitzer says that there are some who even matter you to sit on the cushions, so long as the cushion doesn't ride up on both sides of you, because then you're just on top of it, you're not going to be encased in it, and then it would not be a problem of kelayim. However, not everybody will be makel on that. So that takes care of the Simen Kuf Ayin Vav, which is the Simen of Kelayim. Be'ezras Hashem, we will continue next time.